It was cold. They call that spring.
Mm-hmm.
You get to kiss that and drink it.
Now, did you use a kind of a square, a little cloth or a rag or something like that to wash your face with?
Yeah. Well, like you buy flour and stuff, that was in the cloth. Well, they take that and make you wash your rag.
What did you dry off with?
Another rag. Dry off with that.
Would you make something out of those things, like you said?
Well, just like out of them, their cloth, the bag, flour bags, towels and things out like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then sometimes you take, I've seen them have, like the women have babies, they make diapers out of them too. Put them on the baby.
What did they hold the diaper in up with?
They had a pin.
Uh-huh.
It had a pin. Safety pin.
Yeah. Now, Reuben, what about the way things came packaged years ago when you were coming up?
It like somebody would send you something like that, didn't it?
Yeah.
How would they pack them up?
Well, no, like when you bought flour at the store, how did it come? What did it come in?
Well, you could buy it in a barrel, or you could buy it in a sack. It was called 24-pound bags.
Yeah.
And you could buy half a barrel and barrels. Now that barrel, that half a barrel or a barrel didn't cost you $3 or $4.
Times have changed.
Yeah. 5 or 10 pounds of sugar, they'd bag it up for you in a brown bag. It'd about 3 cents a pound. You could get one of them big bags like that by a grocery, and I got some big bags my wife pack up there now, get from there eating pieces, big stuff. $15 and $20 in a bag here now. I get that many cakes for a dime. You just give them up out of barrel.
10 cents?
10 cents worth of cake, and you'd have more than five of us could eat. Get about a quarter worth of cheese, they had a thing around on them, and roll it around, and you take it out of a box and sit it on something, and a big old knife up there, come down through that cheese, and cut it. That's the way they cut it. That'd be about 25 cents worth of cheese, you'd be about 2 or 3 pounds of them. Things have changed. You can get a whole side of salt and meat. It's like this fat back to coat that's all the side of a hole. You can get a whole side of that for about 90 cents. Dollar product.
Did you take your corn to the mill?
And grind it. Make meal. You could grind the meal. Then there was another something that come away from the meal they call it wasn't as fine as meal. It would be a grit.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't as fine as the meal would be. It may would shed it, ground it down or something or other, and that would be grit.
Yeah.
You can't have it. Well, we'd have to shell sometime half a cotton sack full of it, or a barrel, if they had a barrel and put it on the way. Shell a barrel of it and carry it up there, and then that would make twice that much. He'd get the ovals, you know. You get your barrel full, but he'd grind for the oval so much. Well, that'd make a barrel and a half. Then you're twice as much.
Yeah.
Then you'd have 15 or 20 pounds of that other stuff.
When you were out in the yard and your mother would need wood for the fire, she'd yell, bring me in a wood.
Reuben, bring me some wood.
You'd have to go out. Was there a place where you'd keep your wood?
Yeah, I had a house. We'd go out just like now, just like you'd lay by and you're waiting for go to picking cotton. Just like July, you spoke about it. Well, they go cut wood. After they get through with the farm, and they go cut that big piles of wood. And then they'd haul a week or 2 weeks. About 4 or 5 of them get together. They go out in the wood and they just cut wood. And then they would all take a couple of them and they'd